from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where we got full-blown, big-time breaking news as we head to the C Block.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. And it definitely is breaking news on 105.3 The Fan, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And moments ago, I mean, as we went to break, Kevin, Adam Schefter was the first one I saw report. Cowboys and all-pro wide receiver CeeDee Lamb reached an agreement today on a record four-year, $136 million deal. Now makes him the second highest paid non-QB in the NFL. The deal includes a $38 million signing bonus, largest ever given to a wide receiver. And then he threw his agent's name in on the negotiation as well. Torrey Dandy of CAA negotiated the deal. Kevin, I do believe that is somewhere in the range of $34 million per year.
$4 million per year. So only $1 million per less than Justin Jefferson.
All right, so there you go. That is CeeDee Lamb. And now, Kevin, now he's on the field. He can be back at practice. The hold-in, hold-out is done, and he doesn't look like a chump like Ja'Marr Chase.
Wow.
He already went to practice and didn't get paid. No, I'm just joking. Ja'Marr Chase is fantastic. But, like, we've been kind of, hey, it's going to happen very soon because A, the Cowboys don't want to not have him on the field.
Sure.
They were able to get good looks at all their backups and everything, but now it's time for the regular season to start. They want their starters prepared and ready to rock here, and adding him back to this mix is absolutely huge. So there you go.
Did it feel like, not really, because like I wasn't going to believe it until if nothing happened like on Saturday, but did it feel like you were getting pretty close to the, I don't know if drop dead date is the right term in terms of knowing that he can be on the field and be full steam ahead against the Browns?
Yes. No, that was my biggest concern. And I mean, quite honestly, it's still going to be because you can't replicate those things. So yeah. I still feel like there's going to be a little bit of, even for Dak and some of the guys that didn't start it having any playing time, I think there's going to be some ramping up, some rust knocked off of this thing as they go here. I could be completely wrong, but everybody I've ever talked to says about 3 games is what it really takes to get back into game speed type. So to hope that's the case there, hoping that it works out.
Would you like to hear from Mr. Robert Belt on the subject?
He's from the Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show here that you can hear on mornings here from 6 to 10 on 105.3 The Fan. Bobby, how's it going, man?
Wonderful. We don't include Peyton in that, though. So let's just cut Peyton, and otherwise, we're great. We're
gotcha.
Golden.
Gotcha. This is the appropriate deal for CeeDee Lamb, correct?
Yeah, this is 100% what, you know, if you want to talk about where the settle point was on all the various angles that this was being discussed on in terms of, you know, average annual value, guaranteed money, years, everything else, this feels like where it was headed all along. Like, this seems like the logical endpoint. And that's what I guess is so frustrating, is why was this allowed to linger for as long as it was, if it seems just so obvious and the deal that everybody would have been projecting roughly is exactly what it ended up being. But it's done now. That's good. There was a sense, I think, at AT&T Stadium on Saturday from a lot of people that I had talked to, that it was going to get done this week. that the Cowboys expected it was going to get done this week. And ultimately, that's what we get. But it's good news because he is, at worst, probably the fourth best receiver in the NFL. And on a lot of days, he looks like the best.
I keep seeing the total number, and I appreciate that, and I understand that. Do we have any idea what the guaranteed money 100
million.
Is? 100 million?
Yeah. It's 100. Yeah, okay. So it comes in a little under Jefferson, who I believe was 110. And with Tyreek Hill resetting his full guarantees with the deal Rosenhaus just got for him, that also comes in a little under that. But this is, again, it's right under Jefferson in annual value, and it's right under Jefferson and Hill in guaranteed money. And that seems really obvious and really easy. And I don't know what the slow play was. It feels like a lot of the time there's just such a desire to win the negotiation. Like that they really want to win the negotiation more than they want to prioritize getting things done in a timely manner. So, fine. I'm glad it's done. That's good news. It's just you maybe are kicking yourself a little bit going, this feels like a deal that should have gotten done before training camp, and now you've missed that time.
Is there any – do you think there will be – I know you got to speculate a little bit – any tangible damage done to, like, his ability to contribute in week one or anything else like that by him not being out in camp?
No, because I think, you know, it's – if this was last year, it might be a little different when they were kind of still trying to feel out the offense and do some different things. This is – you know, year two of the offense, it's one that Dak's in a lot of control of. He spent the summer, you know, a lot of the offseason getting in workouts with Dak. So, I mean, their chemistry is so strong, and they've been able to work out so many different things, I think, during the offseason that should be picking right back up. You know, it's just getting on a bike and going again. That's kind of what I think this one feels like. But other positions, maybe. Other guys, maybe. Like, for instance, if Micah would have held out, I think that's a lot more damaging because you've got a new defense and you're going to be used in different ways. This is a little bit more like, all right, back to work, picking up with the things that we were doing.
Is there any truth to the rumor that they were just waiting for Juju Smith-Schuster to sign with the team before they signed CeeDee Lamb?
I mean, look, he said he was waiting on leaves to fall. Uh-huh. That implies more than just Jefferson.
There you go.
I mean, Tyreek Hill didn't get a new deal. Tyreek Hill just got kind of a rework deal. So I think it's only logical to look at it and say Juju and Justin Jefferson, those are the guys that he was really waiting on.
Got to get the benchmarks out of the way. And then somebody from the 972 said our long nightmare of contract talks is over. Bobby, is it really over, or do we now just turn our attention to something else?
Now it's just we get to zero in on just the quarterback, right? And then, you know, 12 months from now, we'll get to zero in on the edge rusher and then Deron Bland and, you know, let's pay Bland but move Diggs. Or, you know, these conversations are always going to continue. It's, you know, contract discussions here in Dallas are a lot like adulthood, where you just kind of repeat to yourself over and over, you know, but next week things should slow down. And then they never slow down. And that's kind of where things are at with the contract.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is just the rest of my life. All right, Bobby, when are you paying off that bet and playing the round of golf?
I don't know. We gotta figure out where they're comfortable. Like where Choppy and everybody else is comfortable getting their ass kicked by
gotcha.
Me. Like what kind of course do you want to be seen just getting destroyed in front of? Like what kind of clientele and things like that. So they've got to figure that out. As soon as they are, I'm ready to hit that old dimpled orb, as we say in the golf world.
Mm-hmm.
And
ready
to whack the hell out of it.
Really appreciate it, Bobby. You have a fantastic rest of your day. Look forward to you getting up early and getting after it tomorrow, man.
I love you all.
There he goes, Bobby Belt. Love him too, man.
I don't
Dallas Cowboys insider there.
I don't understand some of
the
immediate feedback. I'm hoping like this is all just tied to one person who had lots of thoughts about how CeeDee Lamb is not worth the money and not even worth $25 million. Like, if you want to make an argument about what the market does at certain positions, that's a different deal. But if Justin Jefferson is $35 million, then this is where CeeDee Lamb fits.
If the quarterback is the most important factor on the field and the quarterback is making X amount of money, then a portion should be going to the person the quarterback's throwing the football to. And that's a significant factor in what the quarterback is capable of doing. And if you don't have a good one, you're not paying your wide receivers very much. But you do have a good one. You have one of the best in the league, one of the top five wide receivers in the league. Whether you believe that or not, the numbers that he put up were legitimate, and he had the leverage to go along with it to say, look, I've done everything that I needed to do to deserve this. Now, let's go ahead and get an extension taken care of so that I can be secure in Dallas for a long time to come.
And then I guess we don't see this as much, but this is interesting. From the 214, wow, a new contract. So excited. However, how good is a new contract when he didn't play under the terms of his old contract? I don't think you can say that just yet because the season hadn't started. Like, you're right. He wasn't at training camp and everything like that. But I have no idea if push came to shove, if he really would have skipped the Browns game. I'm sure he'll get asked that and he'll probably be like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm signed now.
Okay. So I do want to discuss this, and this kind of changes everything of the C block. We can get to the other stuff tomorrow. A lot of times you're seeing players a year before start to say, hey, I want to go ahead and get an extension done so we're not dealing with franchise tag. We're not dealing with all this other stuff. Let's go ahead and get this thing done now.
Sure.
And you're seeing that. Are owners caught off guard? I don't think owners are caught off guard by this. I really don't think that they're caught off guard whenever they see that a rookie is performing, or a guy that's on their rookie contract is performing at a level that is right there along with the best. I think this is becoming the norm, and I think that's where owners are trying to figure out a new way to work that. They're probably going to try and figure a new way to pitch this in the next CBA down the road.
And I bet they're afraid of like being known as the team that always gives in. Well, clearly
the
Cowboys are not.
Right? I mean, look at the receiver numbers. Yeah. AJ Brown, all the teams are doing it. The Cowboys are just another one of them because this is where the market is for this position.
And I'm guessing all teams are worried about like, hey, we don't want to automatically give in. We need to at least pretend to dig our heels in. So like,
and when they're rolling out billions of dollars a year as a corporation, sure. The NFL in general, the players are looking at going, yeah, we know how much money you have, and we deserve a big portion of that.
I definitely understand that. Like I said, I thought the salary cap probably should have gone up even more, but that's neither here nor there. And keep in mind, the owners can do the exact same thing. They cannot live up to the contract that a player signs, and that happens all of the time. That is one particularly tough thing in baseball, or excuse me, in football, that like, it works both ways.
Yeah, and it's not guaranteed in football for sure.
Absolutely, which still boggles the mind. I'm glad the deal got done because it feels like your offense, big shock, would have been freaking lost, even if only for a game or two, without CeeDee Lamb. I think this falls right in.
Your whole season's harpooned?
It could be, yeah. Like, is there any part of you that thinks, oh, yeah, this Cowboys team is good enough to drop the first two and just move on?
And what's interesting, too, is in if you think to yourself, hey, I got two really good ones, I can just cut one or move on from one of them, look at the Bengals right now. Didn't they just work something out with T. Higgins, and sure, now they got Ja'Marr Chase? They have two extremely talented receivers that they got to figure out how to pay. And just like we discussed there, it goes from CeeDee Lamb over to, you know, Dak finishing that up. That's going to be the main point of conversation now. Mike, I think Micah takes the back seat on everything, but now a lot of people are going to be in on. The only thing is, though, Dak's not going to hold out. Dak's going to be out there playing, and he's going to finish out his season. Or he gets it beforehand. But the Cowboys were looking at this going, hey, man, we do need to get him on the field. 2 weeks advance notice is what we need to make sure that we feel comfortable with him getting out there and rocking. So,
and the question still comes up, and I understand that. What's the last really highly paid wide receiver that won a Super Bowl? I feel like Mike Evans was making quite a bit of money when they won the Super Bowl. But the wide receiver contract game has really taken off like in the last three, maybe 2 years or so.
And I do stand by strong quarterback play and defense wins championships. Yeah, I think you need both of those two things to be the big factor. Now, along the way, you got to get to the playoffs. And throughout the regular season, wide receivers help you get there. You face an opponent that you got a receiver that's a mismatch nightmare for them. It's going to help you get to that point. So you got to get through there before you get to the Super Bowl at some point.
And look, we can dive into this probably at another time from the 817. Next season, the Cowboys will have three players accounting for close to half of their salary cap. No, they won't. Like, they just won't. That, if you were to take that at face value of $34 million plus $60 million. Well, not, Micah hasn't even signed an extension yet. If you did it just like that, I could maybe see how that was the case. But first of all, Micah is going to be making less money than he will on the new contract. And that's not really how the salary cap works at all. Like, CeeDee Lamb's number is not going to be $34 million next year. That's not how it's going to work. And if Dak comes back, his cap hit next year is not going to be $60 million. It's just not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.